Welcome, Tale Tellers. Today's story is a no-sleep story. It involves a mysterious man, or is it a creature? He, or rather it, brings dreams that will keep you guessing whether you're dreaming or not. This one is certainly different. Speaking of something different are my supporters, those special people that are liking and following this channel. Troy Shaw, a huge thank you for your ongoing support. I loved the comment you posted about Bender in response to what you would do regarding the wishes from last episode. Priceless. I love this sort of feedback. Thanks so much. Blackpaw360, cheers for your support and likes. Hopefully you can send your story my way when you get a chance. I absolutely love fan sent stories. Cheers, mate. The Mastercraft, a huge thank you for listening on binge to this channel. I am flattered to have your attention for so long. Cheers, mate. And those that have liked, followed, and reposted, we have Lucy Lawson. Gotta say, that's a badass name. The Mad Catter, a fellow podcaster and collaborator with this channel. If you do get a chance, Telltellers, hop on over to the SoundCloud bar and search him in the top there. Really easy to find him. Quasar Bolt, Lauren Ford, Vicious, Rex290, The Splishest Rahim, great name. And lastly, you guys, you listeners that support this channel. The fact that you're listening is supporting this channel, and this channel is growing. So a big thank you. Cheers. Now, you know what time it is. Time to turn the lights off, the sound up, and get ready for something different. The title of this story is Floor 3, Room 11. Your tale teller is Nicholas 628. Hello. A little bit of backstory. I'm a 19-year-old kid who just finished his freshman year at, redacted, university. I'm a mostly extroverted kind of person, but I sometimes, like everyone, like to be alone. So, I rented out a dorm, which was for just one single person, just for me. I probably overpacked too much, a laptop, a keyboard, and for Christ's sake, a 19-inch TV. But it was all for me. I finally got my key, I took to the stairs carrying my big ass luggage, but I made it. Floor 3, room 11. My first few days were as expected. You got to know people, survived the first few piles of homework, it was pretty okay. Then came that day. At my dorm, if you get mail, it depends on what it was. Envelopes would be slid under your door, while packages would just lay in front of your door and you would have to pray that no one steals it. The first actual mail I got, that wasn't some Amazon package or some prank mail from my friends, was an envelope, which had most of the info blacked out with a Sharpie. All that was there was the place's address, my room, and my name. I supposed this was another gag for my friends until I opened it. Inside was a ripped piece of cardstock paper with this written on it. I am coming soon. Hold on to what you have so no one may take your crown. The words have haunted me throughout the year. I've lost the paper after I put it in my drawer, but I still distinctly remember those words. I tried to Google those phrases, but all I could find were some phrases in the Book of Revelations. I was stumped for a while. Nothing happened since then, until February. During February, I probably forgot about all that BS. On the 25th, it was a Saturday, and about near 3 that morning, the morning after the 24th, a car alarm went off outside the building. Of course it woke me up, so I expected it was some asshole who was probably drunk or something. Then another car alarm went off. Now this really pissed me off. So I got out of my bed and pushed my curtains aside. Then I saw this man. The man was as tall as that car, but I couldn't tell how tall. He was probably about 6 feet tall. He had this shaven bald head with some hair here and there. He was wearing some jacket with a patterned button shirt and baggy jeans. He was staring at what I presume was a brick wall, since my room was at the back of the building. I was on the first floor, with an actual row of windows followed by the next four doors. He then looked up, and shit, I scurried back like a baby. After thinking that he may have seen me, he slammed the car again, making a huge dent. Keep in mind, the alarms were still going off. He then started walking to the other side of the building, where the front doors were. Then I noticed he was holding a black plastic bag, of course. Weed? Drugs? I ran to block my doors with a wooden chair and a cooler. And then I went to my bed and prayed. I couldn't sleep that night. When I went out the next morning, the car, which I had found out was a 2014 Toyota Camry, had no dent, and there was no trace of him. I even asked my neighbors, and they hadn't heard the car alarms. I swear that wasn't a dream. It felt too real. Why am I telling you this now? The thing is, this man couldn't get out of my dreams. He came in my dreams every Saturday, every 25th. I soon realized that he looked like a shaven John Gacy, and it soon went to my mind. Serial killer. That might explain the plastic bag, but I don't even want to think of that. I soon kept seeing him in every place, my classes, the grocery store, the coffee shop, but something happened again. I'm staying at my parents' house, and yesterday night, a Saturday, I soon awoke to another car alarm. I pulled open the blinds, and there the Gacy-looking motherfucker was standing there. Except,
not at my house.
The house across the street.
He was staring at the top right window of that house.
And he just started walking. He walked to their driveway and kept walking. That's when I realized he was going to his back door. I could have done something at least. I knew them. It was an elderly couple known as the Smiths. They were in their early 70s and had been married for the past 40 years. A series of thoughts crossed my mind, but I decided not to act, and I slept.
In which I had a nightmare, but not of him,
but of me being a fucking monster to not act. I finally woke up. After my routine, I went across to say hello. They were there. I asked Mrs. Smith if she saw anything abnormal, but they said nothing out of the ordinary happened. The only strange thing was that their garage door, that wasn't connected to the house, by the way, was opened and then closed. They of course deducted this because they heard something slam.
Of course, I finally realized something. The man was in the garage.
I'll try to update you guys if anything happens tonight, or any time this week. It's about 9 p.m. here, and if something strange happens, I'll be sure to tell you. So long.
A fantastic story by Nicholas628. Those are some great writing skills you've got there, mate. The part where he walks into the old folks' home always sends shivers down my spine. So, if you enjoyed this episode, take 2 seconds to click that like button on SoundCloud. Or a thumbs up, or 5 out of 5 stars on the platform you use to listen to me on, because your opinion and input counts. As mentioned before, this channel is growing, and I have every single one of you to thank. If you can take a little bit of your time to give me this feedback, not only do I absolutely love it, because it shows you're having a good time, but it lets other podcast hunters locate this channel. And as a podcast listener myself, it can be so hard finding a podcast that fits your taste. And lastly, a huge thank you again for listening. Well, Telltellers, this is the place where stories live, and you Telltellers come to listen. Enjoy your day or night, and join me every weekday for our creepy tradition. And as always, till next time.